Hey, what's up?
Oh, I'm having a shit time getting out of bed today. It happens every day. It's 10:30. It's not too late. All right, I got a bunch of stuff to do today, so let's get to it. Kevin sent me a Facebook message. Where is it? He had a good idea for that town I was talking about. Us all buying a town. No one said anything to me about it, so I guess no one. Everybody's thinking about it still. About breaking open your savings, breaking open your retirement, selling any property that you might have. And then we all go in together and buy this town in Connecticut. And it's only, how much does it cost? A second. I just brought up the thing. It costs less than $2 million, $1.95 million for a town in Connecticut. Ghost town, it's haunted. So if you're scared of ghosts, then that's a problem. But whoever got killed, no one ever gets killed by a ghost. They like bother you. They move around your furniture. Oh, no, I watched that ghost, some ghost hunter show that Jacqueline watches. What's the name of the ghost show? Dead File. And in that show, there's people that say, the ghost is choking me, right? And then the ghost lady will be like, "You got to get out of here. You're putting your whole family in danger." And she'll be real shitty about it. She'll be like, "What are you, you know?" She's kind of not nice, this ghost lady. It's a ghost lady and the cop. That's what I would call the show. I think that would be a very successful show, Ghost Lady and the Cop. The cop is very nice. He's like a retired cop, but he's like real New York. "Hey, I eat a pizza. They don't know about pizza out here in Connecticut in this ghost town." Like that kind of retired cop. And then he researches. He's like, "I don't believe in ghosts." And then he researches the what happens in the he didn't or what he didn't used to believe in ghosts. I don't know. I think he maybe didn't used to believe in ghosts. Jacqueline's correcting me on the saying he believes in ghosts. Okay, so he's like, "I believe in ghosts. I like a good pizza. And I was a cop." He seems like a nice guy. And he researches, and they do it separately. And then this lady, the ghost lady's ex-husband, covers up everything in the house to make sure she has this guy that was her husband. I guess at the beginning of the show's been going on a long time. They got divorced, and he just goes through the house and covers up pictures so she can't be tipped off, right? She just goes through and says what's and then she says what she thinks happened. The cop says what his research, and then they come together and they tell the people, "Get out of your house or your place of business." Sometimes it's a business. And so I forget the point, but oh yeah, because sometimes she'll say they choke. That the ghost could kill you, but it sounds rare. There hasn't been any. I haven't seen a news story about somebody killed by a ghost. It's kind of the perfect crime. They can't lock you up if you're a ghost. You can't go to trial or go to jail because you just go through the bars, and they can't. They don't believe in you. The court doesn't believe if you're a ghost. The court, if you kill somebody and the court doesn't believe in you, what are they going to do? They can't. So, not that that's a good reason to kill anybody. it's you could steal stuff, I guess, but what do you don't what are you going to do with stuff as a ghost? Nothing. I don't know. But this ghost town that I think we should buy. Kevin said, I got a perfect name for your town. Lacon. Laco. Like Waco. Be Laco. Now, I don't know if he's... I gave him a thumbs up on that because I thought it was a good name. I hope he doesn't... I'm not trying to start a cult. If that's what... You know, the Waco... If he's trying... I'm not going to be the mayor. I don't have any aspirations of being mayor. I'll be like... maybe the unofficial mayor, like, you know, like the guy like in the neighborhood that's like everybody likes. But I'm not going to actually run anything. I'm definitely not going to have any child brides or anything like that. I'm in a relationship. It's not like one of these open, newfangled open relationships where I'm allowed to take child brides. And even if I was, I'll tell you, I wouldn't have a child bride. It's just not my thing. I don't like children. As a parent or a bride, or as a husband. I don't want a child. So I wouldn't do any of that. This isn't going to be you. If you want to move out of the town, you get to move. There's no cult here, but let's call it Lake. Maybe Laco kind of makes it sound. You know, we don't have to name it after me. We can name it something something else. I mean, Kevin came up with that name. We call it Kevtown. I'll give away the name just to a listener. I think I was saying whoever gives the most money gets to name the town. But I think we could name it something fun. You know, Ballsville, Boner City. Boner City is the name. I'm sorry, I didn't budge on that. I found the town. Well, Business Insider found the town, but I found the article and brought it to us and made the suggestion. Boner City, less than $2 million. We could definitely talk them down because no one wants to buy this town. And we have our own fucking town, Boner City. And, you know... Once we go in there, property value is going to go fucking sky high. This podcast, a lot of publicity for this podcast. This podcast will be doing very well, and we'll all make a bunch of money off of this investment. Now, I don't have a lot of money, like I said, but I feel like. We could probably come up with some dough. I'm surprised nobody's else is getting on board. I'm assuming Kevin's on board from his name suggestion, but we'll see. And New England's pretty good. And what else do we need to do? We can. I'm going to say no parking tickets. How about that? No parking tickets in Boner City. And I guess we'll have to have some attractions. Maybe open up a water park or something. I don't know. It sounds like a good deal. I'm down. Sorry, yesterday was the worst show ever. I think it might have been the worst podcast ever in the history of podcasts. No, there's some pretty bad podcasts out there. let's look at the news. Now get the fuck out of here. Does that sound good to me? I got I got stuff to do. Let's see. I had that Covfefe thing last night on Twitter. I don't know why it made me so happy, but it just did. It just, and then I see people saying negative things about all the Covfefe tweets, and I say, "What? Why is there no happiness in your life? Why can't you just enjoy it?" I guess I understand the contrarian, but it was just fun. Okay, breaking news. He didn't give police his iPhone passcode, so he got 180 days in jail. That's why I don't have a passcode. Oh, this dude looked guilty, though. Well, he's tall and he's like big and bald, so it's like, oh, this guy. Christopher Rio is awaiting trial for child abuse. Was taken into custody in Broward County for not providing a working iPhone passcode. So he's abused. Maybe he was afraid. He must have had. He was afraid. He had text messages on there about like, "Hey, I'm. I'll meet you out at the bar in 5 minutes. I just gotta abuse my kid." And he's like, BRB, abusing my kid. You know, it's hard to feel bad for a child abuse perpetrator. Perp. But, yeah, they're going to get into your fucking phone. That's why I see people, the people with the always have to put in their code. They're upset. I was like, I asked my friend about that. I was like, why are you putting your code? Why don't you use the fucking fingerprint thing? Before the fingerprint thing, I left it wide open. I don't give a fuck. What's somebody going to do with my phone? They're gonna text my mom, "You're a bitch," or something. And then, that would be mean. To, you know, text my mom a picture of their dick, or text this person, you know. I always like to pick up somebody's phone when they leave it lying around and text somebody. I wouldn't text their mom, but I would text like a friend something weird. One time I was sitting at a bar and my friend, well, it was Giannis Pappas, who I used to have a podcast with years ago. We had somebody's phone and Giannis was really drunk. And he just went through every woman on that and this guy's contacts, and just texted them. I don't think he said anything. He would just like saying that he loved them or he wants to see them, and it was this guy was kind of him. He was embarrassed. It was all in good fun, but I guess that's why people have codes on their phone. But the cops will get in. Teenager stopped sexual assault by punching suspect in the genitals. Well, that's a fun story. Who doesn't feel good about this? Let's take a look. We can all get behind this person. Damn pop up. Can't tell if it's a suspect. Yeah, here. Oh, this guy looks like a creep. Andre Rivera, 20, was arrested on complaint of rape by intimidation in Oklahoma City. Police reports show teenager punched her alleged attacker in the genitals to stop sexual assault. This is in Oklahoma. So isn't that, yeah, sometimes the good guys win, or yeah, punch the balls are very sensitive. It's a good place to go If you want to hurt some, if you want to hurt a man. Also, ripping on ears. I feel like that's a self-defense technique. It doesn't take a lot to rip off somebody's ear. They're very weak. But it won't. That'll probably drop somebody too if you rip off their ear. That's my self-defense course. Punch in the balls or rip the ears. Punching in genitals, that only works on dudes. I don't think it really works on women quite as well. So if a woman's attacking you, go for them ears. That's motorcycle gang busted for hacking and stealing over 150 Jeep Wagoneers. Wranglers, I mean. Jeep Wranglers. I have dyslexia. I don't understand why my motorcycle gangs exist, because of the fact that you are an outlaw institution. Why do you wear matching jackets? I think you'd want to blend in. You're riding the loudest vehicle that draws attention, and you're all wearing matching jackets to say, hey, we're all a part of the same criminal organization. It seems fucking dumb. So in New York they have the Hell's Angels. You don't see them. I don't see them around that much, but they, except in the East Village, they have like they have a headquarters where they have a big sign out. So it's like almost like it's like out of a comic book. They have a big sign out that says Hell's Angels headquarters. They block off parking, which that doesn't seem legal. They're like, this is Hell's Angels Park. It's like, you're not the police. Yeah. Somehow they do it, and they just hang outside. And they don't, I'm like, what are you gonna ride around the city, terror, like, nobody gives a shit about you. But I guess they leave. I guess they stay. They commute. Because I don't think you could really do much motorcycle gang stuff in New York. Sometimes you see guys doing, they don't ride the Harleys. They ride the Japanese bikes. And they'll be like a group riding together, doing wheelies and such. Not wearing matching jackets, though. So they're not, I don't think they're a gang. I don't know. I think that's what makes a gang, is the matching jacket. All right. No motorcycle gangs in Boner City. We won't allow them. I don't like them. I don't like no, sorry. We're all the same. We don't have these gangs or fraternities or whatever. That's all it is a fraternity kind of thing. All right, so let's get on this, man. Everybody, get your money together, borrow it, whatever you got to do. We got to come up. I'd say we only got to come up with $1.5 million, which is easy stuff. I mean, you people out there are some influential, top, you know, money-making people, I think. So let's get this town off the ground. All right, that's it. Talk to you fucks tomorrow. Email me, chris@chrislaker.com. Tweet at me, @chrislaker. You know all that shit. All right. We love you.